This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we're featuring an event and a major issue that almost all of us are facing in society. The Mid-Illinois for Communications Association and their AI Summit. We have both Andy Crestedina with us and Christy Brocardo-Grove. We'll start with Christy. What is the Mid-America Communications Association?
MICA, Mid-Illinois Communications Association, is a group of communicators, marketers, designers, photographers, writers, journalists, all from Central Illinois. Our chapter has been around for almost 2 years. We were formed from Women in Communications, which was a national organization. Our chapter was around for over 50 years. When the national organization decided to close its doors, we wanted to keep going. We wanted to be all inclusive, so we came up with a new name. And we have about 80 members from Central Illinois. We get together monthly and talk about communications and marketing topics and help each other learn and grow and be better.
I didn't realize Women in Communications had morphed in that manner. Glad you are carrying it on. Andy, what is your role with the group at this point?
I am very honored to be leading a workshop about AI for communications, marketing, and content creation. I myself am the co-founder of a digital agency. We're called Orbit Media. We've been around for 24 years. I'm one of those people that goes back to the earlier days of the web. The last 2.4 years, I joke, right, just more recently, very, very immersed in AI. I'm a B2B lead gen marketer. I'm a content creator, and I've been writing helpful, useful posts and videos for many, many years. Now AI has forced us all to adapt or created an opportunity to adapt. At the event, I'm going to go through some of my favorite methods, most effective techniques, and we're sharing all the best prompts.
Christy, it's going to be October 23rd.
Thursday, October 23rd, and we're at the beautiful a UIS campus in the newer Student Union. It's a great facility. It's all day. We're going to have breakfast, lunch, and snacks. Andy's going to be there all day leading the main session. We also have a couple breakouts, especially for those in healthcare communications. We're doing a special afternoon session for healthcare communicators because they have some other issues with, like, you know, privacy and compliance. We have a digital marketing expert from healthcare coming in. Then we have Jenna Marble, who is a graphic design professor and a business owner from the U of I Champaign, and she's going to do a luncheon on visual communications, creativity, brainstorming, how AI is a tool to, you know, to help us brainstorm and expand our creative thinking, but not replace the human touch.
Are there tickets they need to get ahead of time?
We are closing ticket sales on October 8th. You can go to midilcommunications.org/AI. For members, the tickets are only $99. For non-members, it's $149, which is a great price because if you know anything about Andy, he speaks all across the nation at these huge conferences like Social Media Marketing World, Content Marketing World. You're never going to be able to come and see this level of expertise for $149 or less, and that includes all your food for the day. We are also sponsoring some students. We're giving some student grants to Lincoln Land, to some U of I and UIS students. All the proceeds from the conference go to our communication scholarship. We're just really lucky. We wanted to make it affordable that everyone could attend, but that we're still going to turn around and give the proceeds back to communicators in the area.
Andy, I've dabbled a little bit with AI so far, and I find that amongst most of my peers, that's a lot further than they've gone. This is still very new to most of us. You do B2B marketing, just so folks know, B2B is business to business.
That's right.
A lot of folks have fear about AI for a variety of different reasons, including the idea that it's going to take our jobs. You have an agency and you're using AI. That's not taking your job. How is AI complementary to what you do in marketing?
If we embrace it, we find that there are as many opportunities as there are risks and disruptions. It's really a moment when we can all decide to what extent we want to use this tool. It's a tool like many other tools. In this moment, if we invest some time, for example, go to an event, join a workshop, learn the methods and the ways in which it can be helpful, then if nothing else, you're a bit better prepared for whatever happens. I'm right in the crosshairs of AI labor market impact. We have a bunch of programmers, writers, designers, project managers. Every role here, there's 55 of us now, has some level of AI impact. It's incumbent upon each of us right now in this moment to look at these tools and evaluate the ways in which they can make a difference for us and see if we can get not just efficiency. Randy, I'm kind of annoyed by this. Like, the big conversation is like, I can save time. Is that all we're trying to do is save time? I'm much, much more interested in, and some of our focus will be on driving results. Is this content missing anything from my audience's point of view? Could this message be a little sharper? What are some alternatives to the way that I opened up this argument or this web page or this stage on this path to driving a lead, for example? Now, that's really not starting from, hey, how can I save time? It's really starting from, how could I do a better job? Gap analysis. Some of the things that we teach, you can literally train the AI to pretend to be your target audience or your reader. If you build that persona, this isn't necessarily a time saver. I mean, it takes work. If you build a persona and it's accurate and you work with it, don't trust AI. It's probably wrong at first. Keep working on it. Ask it, tell it, change that, fix this, not that, over here, try this. If the persona is good and it really does reflect the information needs of your reader or your visitor, then you can take that and start showing it other things and saying, what's missing from this? What other angles could I have for that? And it'll just give you points of view.
Does it
And then you
automatically
can.
create that persona, or do you have to tell it to remember this?
At the workshop, we're going to share a persona generating prompt. It's not super complicated. And I'll summarize it here. Build me a persona of a job title, in an industry, in a geography, at a company size. And then the next part's important. You say, include in the persona their hopes and dreams, their fears and concerns, their emotional triggers in marketing, and their decision criteria for selecting a company like mine. That's actually kind of sufficient. It'll make a persona for you. Don't trust it. It won't be correct. You need to change it. But once you polish it up a little bit, then you can give it anything. You can give it your show notes for your next segment. You could give it your homepage. You could give it your PowerPoint deck. You could give it a. And just say, to what extent does this meet this person's needs? Or what's missing from this? How could this be sharper or better or more concise or more complete? It's really fun.
I've seen exactly what you're saying in AI so far is that it still requires a human edit at the very least, and more actual way, it's a collaborator. It helps you be creative. It's something to bounce ideas off of or test things. I like what you're talking about with the personas there and getting that set up. When you first got started with AI, what did you do with it? For somebody out there who hasn't done this yet, where would you tell them to start?
Where a lot of us started was, hey, write me a thing about X. And you get back something that just tastes like water. So boring. It's not good. Short little prompts do not drive impact. The world is not waiting for another medium quality article. You just not, it's not worth public. In fact, because of AI, those things probably should never be written anyway. I mean, AI can summarize that. It summarizes the internet beautifully. What I learned eventually was the things that really connect are the things that have a strong point of view. You're coming out for or against something, you're taking a stand, or you're creating something that's like new research, for example. Like, let's conduct a little study. Things that AI literally can't do. AI doesn't have any opinions, therefore, could never be a thought leader. AI doesn't create new research. But in both those examples, AI is a beautiful tool for generating ideas. You can just say, like, what are some mundane but provocative topics for radio hosts? I should have done this in advance. It would be hilarious. Randy, you should try this. What are some mundane but provocative topics for radio hosts? It'll give you 10 ideas. Six of them are crap. Just ignore the stuff you don't like. We're not trying to have it replace us. We're just using it in that moment, exactly as you said, a thought partner, a kind of a research assistant. Then go do your normal job the way you always have. You should have a slight edge now because that first step you took sent you in a slightly different path that might get you something that just resonates a bit better.
The more detail and unique content you give it or prompts, the better you're going to avoid it being the same thing somebody else gets as a result. You want it to be unique. I'm worried that I'm going to end up with the same illustration that somebody else generates.
Top concern, right? That's one of the big ones. It's not original, lack of originality. But in that example, if I were to say that, which would be a fun little prompt, right? We could just say, what are some relatively mundane, almost trivial topics that radio hosts find very provocative? Okay. I actually did that just now in ChatGPT with my voice. I pressed the dictate button. Food and dining, daily habits. I don't like any of the responses it just gave me. They're too general. Pineapple on pizza and airplane seat recline. So I'm going to ignore what it just told me, which is, I think, the proper way to use AI, and I'm going to ask it to refine. Try that again, but focus on professional topics. I want things that radio hosts care about related to their jobs. Okay, that was a prompt. I just put that in. I do this with my voice, actually. I think it's faster and easier. Okay, scripted versus ad lib, laugh tracks for and fake chuckles.
We need to get some of those, yeah.
Screening calls. This is actually quite interesting. Show length. Remote broadcasting. Randy, I bet you have opinions on all these things. Endorsement ads. Does shilling a product ruin credibility? Okay, it just gave us ideas. Some of those we don't like, some of those we might find interesting. Then we step in as humans. We think about it and we decide where to jump in a conversation. how to engage. And that was AI just giving us a hand with that idea generation piece up front. I don't know anything about radio hosts, and you and I just met for the first time. I already have an inkling of how I could make, if you were in my target audience, you know, how I could make something that you might engage with. That's all we just did.
The other piece of it is if you create something you really like, let's say you create a campaign, is there any way to copyright it or have the control of it, or could anybody else pick it up because it came out of AI?
Good question. I'm the opposite of a lawyer, but my best understanding is this. Current copyright law says that AI-generated content cannot be copyrighted without substantial human involvement. Therefore, literally, and once again, if AI can write it, it shouldn't be written. It's no need to be written, and it's not yours anyway. If it just gave me an idea, like, should talk show hosts share personal life details on the air? Well, if I cared about that and I wrote about that, that's my point of view. So, of course, that's copyrightable. I did the writing. But if AI wrote it for you and you didn't even edit it, it's technically not yours.
Documenting your prompts may be something important to think about if you're working on a big project.
Prompts themselves are copyrightable. If you create a prompt, like I have some and we're giving them away at the workshop, but I have beautifully constructed, exquisitely crafted, heavily tested prompts. They are sort of intellectual property. I'm a content marketer, so I just love giving information away. That's kind of how we grew a brand. Technically, yes, that is yours. The smartest people in the business have a folder filled with their best prompts. They keep them on teams. Sometimes it's a shared folder. That little shared prompt library becomes part of a company's processes and best practices and methods. And that probably is going to be secret sauce. I think it's already happening. Employment agreements, when new hires begin, have to say, like, you can't take these prompts with you. Or if you make a great prompt while you're here, it's the property of the company. It's going to get a little weird.
It's a complex area that's really emerging right now. I greatly appreciate both Andy Cressadina and Christy Brocato Grove joining us to talk about the Mid-Illinois Communications Association AI workshop that's coming up October 23rd at the UIS Student Union. Christy, are you using AI? Have you used it to help set up some of this event?
I am. Actually, we used AI to write all of our marketing copy, not actually write it, but help us come up with ideas and angles. What kinds of questions do people have about AI? What would they want to know before they decide if they're going to come to this conference? We used it to help create our email marketing plan, our social media marketing plan, the website content. We knew who our persona was, right? We knew it was communicators, marketers, Central Illinois, everything that Andy said about the things that you would put in your prompt. It really helped us to do that. We've all read articles or gone to short workshops about AI, and everybody's talking about how we should use it. But what we wanted to do with this workshop, we're calling it a workshop because it's not just a conference listening to someone talk for an hour and showing their slides. We're actually, if you're inclined, we're going to pop open our laptops, follow along with Andy, learn how to use the prompts, tweak the prompts, all the different things that he talked about. Personas, analyzing data, getting into how to use it so that you're keywording and SEO, writing for your persona and for your audience. There's been a lot of talk lately about how to get AI to refer to your brand, how to make sure that your company and that your people are seen as thought leaders in your industry. There's just so many things to learn about it. We wanted to take it a step further. We wanted people to be able to be hands-on and follow along. Andy has just been so generous. I've learned most of what I'm doing with AI from Andy's articles, his videos, attending some of his events. He really does like to share. When our committee said, who should we get for this workshop? If I could pick from anybody in the world and we had $1 million to spend, I would ask Andy first. We're just so lucky that he said yes and that he's so generous with his time and driving down to Springfield to be here with us for a day.
It's not $1 million. My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. I would never have said no to this. This sounds great. I mean, Chicago, and I get to go to Springfield. I have friends coming in from St. Louis. Join us, please. You're going to make new friends. You're going to learn new methods. It is 100% worth the cost. And you can tell it's for a good cause anyway. Let's hang out. Let's learn some new things. Let's learn from each other. I'm very excited about this and honored that Christy asked.
And bring your laptop, right? If you want to get your hands on and test some of these, they're not being provided workstations. You'll need to bring your own laptop to dive
in. Yeah, you do need to bring your own laptop. And we're emphasizing too that you probably want to bring some kind of a power bank because this facility does not provide power strips. We're putting that in our email email confirmations. If you do want to have your laptop open all day, you might want to bring a power pack with you. And some people were a little hesitant to come because they're like, I'm just not there yet. And we say, well, that's okay. You don't have to come and bring a laptop and follow along. Learn and get some ideas. Help it to help you to decide where AI is going to fit for you. It's for multiple levels of skill.
Get on once before you go and try to do an AI prompt on something and see how it goes. That'll make it so you're much more curious when you get to this event. Andy, we'll start with you. Any last thoughts on AI and marketing, branding, etc.?
You don't have to have any skills or background to join. We're going to start at the beginning. It's communication, so it spans all kinds of verticals and categories and industries. This is relevant to so many people. Anyone who wants to better connect with an audience, this is for you. We're building it specifically for you. It's a tough thing to teach because it changes so fast, but I'm keeping everything updated. I will be ready with my best, literally the most effective methods, screenshot by screenshot. Here's every prompt. There's no question in my mind that this will be a worthwhile day for everyone who joins.
Chrissy, last thoughts?
Micah's mission is to help each other be better communicators, be better marketers. That's the goal of this workshop, and you know, providing this to the community is we just want to help each other grow and be stronger and be more marketable and be more skilled. We have a great lineup of speakers. You can tell by listening to Andy that it's going to be a great day. If you're in healthcare marketing, there's about 15 seats left for healthcare marketers, and that is a breakout room. So seats are limited for both sessions. Everyone's going to get to hear from Jenna and a visual communications, creativity, brainstorming for the luncheons. It's going to be a great day. We want everyone to benefit that we're bringing these experts right to our backyard. You don't even have to spend money to travel. I'm just so proud that we're bringing so much great knowledge and skill level to Springfield.
Christy Ricardo Grove of MICA, the Mid-Illinois Communication Association, and Andy Crestedina. He is the CMO and co-founder of Orbit Media. Thank you for joining us today on Community Voices and telling us about your event October 23rd at the UIS Student Union on how to use AI in your marketing.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for the opportunity.